WRCE 1450 AM, W299CD, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he was outraged and heartbroken over the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Today, he's scheduled to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
President Biden's sharp condemnation has not been met by any change in U.S. policy. He has been resisting calls to put limits or conditions on the weapons that the U.S. sends to Israel to fight this war, something critics say is contradictory and hypocritical. The big question now, will the president change course? Will these deadly strikes be a breaking point?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Brussels with other foreign ministers as they marked 75 years of NATO. The northeastern U.S. hit hard by a nor'easter that's dumping snow in New England. The storm's responsible for more than 500,000 power outages ranging from West Virginia to Maine. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A murder victim's family says Donald Trump was lying when he told a Wisconsin audience Tuesday he met with the family of a woman killed by someone in the U.S. illegally.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he had said that he had spoke with us.
Mavi Garcia was Ruby Garcia's sister. Ruby was killed in Michigan last month. Data shows undocumented immigrants are actually less likely to commit violent crimes than American citizens. Tuesday's primary election results could be a concern for the presidential candidates. President Biden and Donald Trump won in landslides, but more than 47,000 Democrats voted uninstructed, and 120,000 Republicans voted for someone else other than Trump. Biden carried the state by less than 1% in 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Yesterday was Spring Election Day, featuring local races, state referendums, and the presidential primary. Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall will remain mayor for another 2 years after defeating challenger Karen Tepley 725-321 on Tuesday. Richland County Board Supervisor Gary Manning maintained his seat in District 8 in a close race. Unofficially, he defeated his challenger Cheryl Dull 90-89. Sauk County Board District 22 Supervisor Sheila Carver maintained her seat following a challenge by Jean Berlin. Carver received 237 votes to Berlin's 113. There were also a number of school referendum questions on the ballot. The Richland School District's two referendum questions passed. The Kickapoo referendum passed, and the Fenimore School District referendum passed. The River Valley School District's two referendum questions both failed.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers lose to the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 7-3 to the Twins yesterday. It was the crew's first loss of the season. They have the day off before opening a 3-game homestand tomorrow night against the Seattle Mariners. NFL, Patrick Taylor is no longer with the Packers. After 4 years, the backup running back and special teams player has signed with the 49ers. Taylor turns 26 later this month. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Grizzlies, 111-101. It was their fourth loss in the last 5 games. Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Patrick Beverley all out with injuries. Giannis played but was spotted grabbing the back of his leg. Is it a sore hamstring?
Yeah, I don't think it's hamstring. I don't know. But again, I saw the same thing you saw. I don't know what he was reaching for. I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. And in a game when you have Dame out and Chris out and you played last night, my gut was saying, all right, let's shut this thing down tonight.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A A few lingering light showers likely today. The wind will gradually die down. Our high right around 40 this afternoon. The wind north at 15 to 25 this morning. Only 5 to 15 here by late afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, 43. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingers.
Winged thingers! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingers.
The winged thingers.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thursday on the Maggie Dawn Show, come join us. We'll be celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, what's happening? Hey,
brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
This is a party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop,
right on.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Excuse me, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing okay. I have to get a filling this afternoon, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, man. Well, let me say this about you getting the filling. It's good to know that you still have something to get filled.
Yeah.
I mean, the other option is they're gone, right?
Yeah, or having to get them pulled.
Yeah, right. So, you know, got a lot to talk about this morning. And, you know, Calvin, next week we're going to get 60s, man, 50s and 60s. So this horrible, horrible beginning to April and ending of March will be coming to an end. So the great news is that we'll be getting some spring-like weather. All we have to do is hold on just a little longer.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster the last few months. We had over 60 in March, and then we got snow twice, and now it's going to be 60 next week.
Do you remember those 60s? I sure certainly don't.
They faded quickly.
Yeah, you know, man, It's Thursday, so that means we're going to be joined, as always, by Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, as we go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Maybe we should call it inside the pharmacy, right? Or what do you think? Or in the pharmacy, what?
I like in the pharmacy.
Okay, in the pharmacy. That's it, Calvin. I'm real easy to get along with, so... we'll leave it as it is. But for those of you who may not know and who may just be joining us on that, In the Pharmacy with Omar is just a great opportunity for you. If you have been around a little while and, you know, and you have some maladies and you are taking some meds, if you are 50 and older, I guarantee you almost everybody 50 and older is on some kind of med. Almost everybody. So, you know, and many of us on more than one thing. And so, you know, it is important that we have Dr. Omar, who will be joining us shortly. And any question you have about your medications and other things, Dr. Omar is more than equipped to handle them. He is a holistic pharmacist as well as a regular pharmacist. So, you know, questions, comments about your meds, any of those things, we'll be accepting them in hour two. As Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville, will be joining us as always. But, Calvin, I wanted to talk a little bit. Do you know about, well, I'm sure you do, man. I get frustrated, man, because, you know, people can be pretty abusive sometimes, right? I mean, and what I mean by that is people will just treat you in any manner and say anything to you. As I was coming in this morning, you know, I'm about to, we know that there's a certain point that we're going to get off if we're going to, you know, make it to this part of Waukesha. There's an exit ramp. People who travel it like I do Monday through Friday, there's plenty of time to let you know, right, that we all get over, the most of us, we get over in that ramp in a timely manner so there's no danger. We're doing, for heaven's sake, 70 miles an hour. Have you ever been on the road and you see people, they wait to the last minute?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just yesterday when it was kind of snowy and icy, I had, it, just as I was coming into Waukesha, it's two lanes, and there was a guy cutting up, passing people through the lanes. I'm like, it is snowing now. That is not necessary.
No, but, man. Listen, if we all got off in a time that was safe, we pull over into that lane. The lane doesn't, exit doesn't all of a sudden just pop up. Gradually, they've got it grafted in.
Yeah.
And so it can be safe.
Exactly.
But some guy waits until he gets almost to the end of where the ramp begins, and he swings in front of everybody instead of getting in line. He somehow believes he's more important than the rest of us. And not to mention the inherent danger, Calvin, but I want to spend a few minutes. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We're going to talk a little bit about smart habits that will train other people to treat you with respect. Now, we shouldn't have to, you know, train other people to treat us with respect. Isn't that something that you should have been taught early in your life?
Yeah, you would think that. I mean, you do have to earn respect to an extent, but there should be a baseline that everyone gives to everyone. You shouldn't have to, as a person, train someone else to respect.
No, man. So I would say this. I treat everybody with respect. When I first meet them, I treat them with respect. My mother taught me that as a young child. I've taken that with me throughout my entire life. But guess what, Calvin? I expect others to do the exact same thing. Is that expecting too much?
No, it's the golden rule we all learned in elementary school.
Right. And, Calvin, what is that golden rule? I forgot.
The golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Wait, you're talking too fast. I'm trying to write that down. but yes, that's lost, man. Somewhere along the way, we've lost that. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I don't care where it is. Man, it can be in a supermarket. It can be in, you know, man, if you're going to pump gas, I don't care where it is, people somehow think that they are, you know, more privileged than others. And hey, Calvin, look at me, right? Hey, you know who I am? Hey, the people don't care who you are, man. You're really not that important. Right? Man, look. We're trying to live in a society. A society is made up of all these different people. who are trying to interact together, and all it takes is a few jerks. Have you ever run into any?
Oh, certainly. And like you're saying, if it takes one jerk to cause, and then it's like dominoes, but other people react, but, and man, it escalates.
It surely and truly does. 844-967-2789. Maybe Calvin and I are the only people who run into jerks, you know, in our daily travels, in our lives. But I was looking at this article, man, and I just couldn't help but saying that this sounds like something that I think we can have a little dialogue about. 33 smart habits that will train other people to treat you with respect. Now, train other people to treat you with respect? I mean, if a person doesn't already have that, I don't know how I'm going to be able to, in the verbiage, train an adult how to treat me or you with respect. How do you begin to do that, Kevin?
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely weird terminology. I'm curious to see what the article says.
All right. So here's 844-967-2789. So what do people want out of work? More than money, more than benefits, much more than job security. A recent survey says they want to be treated with respect. If that sounds like you, how can you increase the respect you get each day at work? It turns out that there are specific habits you can cultivate that allow you to train people who work with that allow you to train people you work with to treat you respectfully each day. Now, I can say this to you, Calvin. When I worked in industry for 34 years, that's not the case here since I've been, you know, working here at Civic Media. But I would come to work with guys that I would see more than I would see my family. We worked 7 days a week. And I would be the same every day that I came in, right? People could understand. I'm not bringing my issues with me to work. I don't think you have a right to bring your issues with you to work. All of us could do that, right? We all have issues. But when people work collectively to get something accomplished, no individual has a right to bring their issues to work. So I would have to deal with guys, man. Hey, I'm coming in today, Calvin. Hey, Calvin, how you doing today, Calvin? Because I wouldn't know whether Calvin was going to be a lunatic today,
yeah,
or not. And so I had to have my defenses up. And so today I have to have my defenses up because Calvin is acting a fool. And then I come in tomorrow with my defenses up because Calvin acted a fool today. And guess what? Now Calvin's a different guy. Now Calvin, whatever his issues were, he's kind of worked through them. 844-967-2789 is the number. Maybe I'm the only person who's going through that, but we're going to spend a little time talking about this because I think it's important. 33 different ways you can teach or, you know, people who you work with how to treat you with respect outside of a whip and a chair. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. 33 smart habits that will train other people to treat you with respect. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Am I off base?
You are not off base at all. I come from the same era. We were taught to respect our elders. We never talked back to our elders. We would never use profanity. If we used profanity, we had a bar of soap in our mouth. You remember all
yes.
that? We this is how we were trained, and we would never talk back to our parents. Never. If you talk back to your parents, you got slapped across the head so fast, your brain just flew out into another corridor. But that's respect. And what I see today, and I know that maybe that wasn't the way to train people, but we gave respect. We thought about others. We defended the weak. Do you remember, this is what we did. We looked for the rights of people. You and I come from an era that, and I talk about this all the time, that was fantastic. We had good times. We didn't have to worry about going out at night. We went out with our friends. We went dancing. We met other people. Nobody was afraid to even walk the streets. Wisconsin Avenue. We drove up and down Wisconsin Avenue. We hitchhiked and that. But we have respect for people. We cared about people. And that is what's lacking today.
You know, Susan,
as the shame.
My parents, my mother especially, taught me and my siblings that at very young ages. And she was able to do it with stickology, broomology, and slapology. And so you couldn't get away with that today. But it clearly taught us respect. And I'll tell you, there are adults, I'm not talking about children. There are adults who clearly don't have that in their repertoire. It's like they're angry because of whatever their lot is in life, or they're angry because of who they're married to, or they're angry for all sorts of reasons. All of us have reasons that we are not cannot be happy because things don't always go according to plan in life. But you certainly don't take that with you out in the world, or you shouldn't. But that's not the case. People do every day. Susan, and so we've got to, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things you can do to prepare yourself. And when people don't want to treat you with respect, don't take it personally, because when they don't treat you with respect, it means they're doing it to others as well. So thank you very much for the call. Let me say, John, Walmart and other stores are rampant. This is a text message. Walmart and other stores are rampant with shopping zombies. people that stand in the middle of the aisles or right inside the front door, completely unaware of others, frustrating, you know, all of us. Also, a simple act of opening the door for someone goes a long way. He's absolutely correct. How is it possible? You know, I see this ahead of time. I'm walking up to the door, and I don't care if it's a male or a female. I'm going to open the door and let that person go through before me. What does that cost you? You know, the goodwill that is fostered by respecting another human being makes a major inroad into defensiveness that people may have. You know, I do it all the time. I've done it my entire life, so it's easy for me to do it. But listen to this. Let's talk about, again, some of the things you can do to try to get others to treat you with respect. Speak up, number one. You won't get the recognition and respect you deserve unless you make your own voice heard. We start with this, training yourself to speak up, because every other habit on this list depends on you deciding that you are worthy of respect to begin with. You know, Calvin, there are many people and listening audience who don't speak up. They don't speak up for themselves. And it doesn't mean that they're weak. They're just people who don't communicate. And communication is not their strength, or they're introverted. And what happens to those kind of people? They get stepped on. I don't care how kind and nice they can be. We live in a society that steps on people who are kind and considerate. That's the reality of what we are dealing with and where we are, you know, and where we are at today. Number two, be polite. What does it cost you to be polite? Good morning, sir. How are you? Good morning, ma'am. How are you? You know, sometimes people deal with so much in the society that sometimes, man, all they're longing for is a kind word. What does it cost you? What does it cost you to be kind to another person? But man, it almost appears as there are more people who are not that than there are. And as Susan stated, man, we lived at a time when we had that. Calvin, not you, but I lived in a generation when people were that. They were kind. They were considerate. Were there any jerks? Yeah, but there were few and far between. That's gone, long gone. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts? It's, what, Thursday? Thursdays on the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK. Love to hear your thoughts.
Matt Nair on air. Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record joins us. We talk about the Midwest Gaming Classic and sports with J.R. Ratcliffe. Don't miss it.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Recent furloughs in the Marshfield Clinic health system will be permanent. Marshfield Clinic is telling employees that those who were furloughed in January will no longer be employed by May 4th. The furloughs account for 3% of Marshfield Clinic's workforce. It's been 1 year on the job for Wisconsin's Secretary of State. Sarah Godlewski says her office authenticates 15,000 documents each year for all kinds of Wisconsinites.
You know, a family that finally heard that they can adopt a child in Thailand, or a business. My first one was a cheese shop that finally got to sell their cheese overseas.
But Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to do more with less since it was defunded and downsized 9 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRCE News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Dodgeville Police Department has issued a missing person alert. Holly Gerton, 16, of Dodgeville, was last seen Monday night at the Belmont Travel Center around 7:45. She left home in Dodgeville Monday. She is likely in the company of a 17-year-old Jonathan Lindahl. Their destination is unknown, as 24 hours has elapsed since the time of last contact. They are considered to be at risk. Holly Gerton is a Caucasian, 5'4 and 110 pounds. She has blue eyes and mid-length brown hair. Jonathan Lindahl is described as 6'2 with blonde hair and blue eyes. It is believed that both may be traveling in Gerton's 2007 Silver Pontiac Grand Prix bearing Wisconsin plates AVX9211. If you see either of these individuals, contact the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-5950. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz with news from the center.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something old that's new to watch, here's one of Pete's retro picks. Check out The Larry Sanders Show from the early 90s. The late Gary Shandling plays the title character, who hosts a Tonight Show-esque late-night talk show. It's a realistic and hilariously funny look behind the scenes that captures the chaos of a nightly talker. The show also stars Rip Torn and Jeffrey Tambor, and you can find it on HBO. During Disney's annual shareholder meeting, CEO Bob Iger shot down the idea that NBC Universal's Epic Universe will steal visitors from Disney's turf in Orlando, Florida. Iger also said Disney is entertaining the idea of a new Avatar area of Disneyland. I know what you're thinking, and yes, you might have to wait in line for well over an hour to see the Avatar attraction, but that is still a fraction of the time we spent sitting in theaters watching the actual movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A few lingering light showers likely today. The wind will gradually die down. Our high right around 40 this afternoon. The wind north at 15 to 25 this morning. Only 5 to 15 here by late afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, 43. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure, and this is the end. They say you really
sky's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen to me. I'll never get married.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, you know, having a conversation, a dialogue about habits that will train other people to treat you with respect. Let's go to the phone lines and David from San Francisco. Hey, good morning to you, David. How you doing, sir? Welcome back.
Hey, morning, Earl. Yeah, morning. Yeah, has dawn happened yet? We're still sitting in the dark.
Has what?
Dawn.
Dawn has happened here, yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, we don't pay enough taxes, so I don't think we get dawn until a little later.
All right.
Hey, I've studied enough the history of coups to know that the ill feeling, the bad will, the anger, the intolerance is sometimes planned and orchestrated and paid for. And so when you start looking at Paul Manafort and Roger Stone and Steve Bannon and Fox News and the whole gang of them, they basically extort people into acting that way. Some of your neighbors, you know, might have been good people 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. But when they got locked into maybe it's gambling debts, maybe it's some sort of an extortion, you know, they get to keep their mortgage if they become a Trumpista. They're, you know, quite often there is some sort of extortion going on to get people to act that way. And, you know, if you look at the history of Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, there's a real good piece online called The Torturer's Lobby. And they create coups, and they've done them. I think they had six successful coups and eight attempts. And, you know, for the last at least 40 years, probably into 50 by now.
So Dave, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. How you doing? What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. So a couple of thoughts come to mind for me. Young people aren't conscious about how short life is, but when you get to my stage of life, and I've got a few years on you, a person starts to think about the important things in life and what one wants to do with their remaining time. I think President Biden made the quote, and I'm paraphrasing that, he said something about, you know, as one ages, things come into clearer focus. Secondly, as people pull together, you did pull together following 9/11 catastrophe. I think that when the threats of global warming confront us more and more, it's going to make our petty altercations seem minuscule in comparison. And values and priorities in life will become clearer for us. Thanks for your
Mary, let me ask you before you go. So, I mean, I just don't understand, and because it's we've got people who somehow think that their lives are more important, the issues that they deal with are more important than the rest of us, and it's called etiquette. It used to be called etiquette, and so if you don't learn those things at early ages, and that hey, you're not the most important person, and so. You may have been spoiled, and people raise you in a manner to think that people had to bow and scrape to you. But the average person, that's who we are. And so we need to be respectful of others. And you should demand that from people, you know. And unfortunately, there aren't enough people who demand it. And you and I have seen really nice people have to pay a price, you know, for ignorant people who just take advantage of them. So, Mary, thank you very much, as always. Let's go to Cassandra from Madison. Good morning to you, Cassandra. Your thoughts on, am I off base?
No, Earl, you're not off base, and thanks for taking my call. I just really want to discuss this, the idea of being courteous and a good team player in the workforce. I cannot tell you how many hiring committees or advancement committees I have sat on, and there were two applicants that we had to decide. And one applicant was highly qualified, but they were just a very difficult person to get along with. And 9 times out of 10, those applicants who were considered impolite, they were denied the opportunity. And the person who was less qualified was often given the job because they would be easier to get along with. They would be a better team player. So those individuals who think that, you know, you can be rude, you can, you know, violate the rights and of others, it really can't hurt you employment-wise. And that's all I have to...
Well, you know, Cassandra, before you go, it is just mind-boggling to me that people can't get outside of their own selfishness. When you leave home and you come out into the environment, you know, there are all sorts of people who have their own lives and their own issues. And if the focus, and you can't understand that you're not the only person and that your issues and whatever you dealt with yesterday should be left there and not brought out into, you know, the environment with everybody else, it poisons everything, Cassandra. And then for people who don't push back, and, you know, they're kind of like punching bags. You've seen those people as well, right?
Oh, I have. And one thing that I have noticed is that usually the problem employees, they get away with it for a while. But sooner or later, it does catch up with them. And someone comes along and they will hold them accountable.
Yes. Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much. Have a great day this morning. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Always something to add. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. The power is in our hands, so everyone get registered and vote. Earl, when it comes to respect, respect comes from first respecting yourself. I don't need 33 ways to tell me how, you know, an article to tell me about respect. Respect means, like you said, opening the door for somebody. Respect comes from putting your shopping cart away.
Yes.
Respect comes from picking up a piece of paper off the ground when you can be, look at it like a game if you want, where you're shooting a basket in the trash can. Respect comes from, you know, the golden rule, be treated the way you want to be treated. I mean, this is just, to me, it's unbelievable that we need an article to tell us how to be a human. but I guess we have because of, you know, 30 years of Reaganomics and selfishness. And I guess, you know, it does take a village, like Hillary Clinton said, because of the fact that maybe people are working so damn hard that they don't have time to teach their young kids you know, respect.
Hey, Tom, we're talking about adults who are disrespectful. You know, you mentioned the thing about picking up a piece of paper. Well, I'm not picking up that paper. I didn't throw it down, right? You know, I didn't throw it down. I'm not picking it up, you know. And so you just, you know, get to a point when the garbage people come by and through the alley, it's not my alley, Tom. You know what I mean? I don't own it. But if they've left some, you know, some garbage that's kind of floating around, I'll pick it up, throw it in the can. What does that cost somebody, Tom? Well, it's not mine. I didn't put it down there. What does it cost to be civil? Look, we've got a guy running for president who is not civil, right? I mean, come on. We know he's not civil. He's not going to be civil. And yet, that's the kind of, you know, I'm the most important guy. It's that kind of attitude I'm talking about, Tom.
Absolutely. And Earl, I have another one. Go to the gym. You have these meatheads, guys that think that they're lifters or something. They take no pride in their gym. They leave the weights all over the place. You know, if they could get three extra sets, they could get three extra sets in by racking their weights. You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you kidding me that you can't finish the job? And that's kind of what it comes to, is pride in yourself. And apparently these people just, they're just slovenly, God, it's like, I want to say the thing where it's like, and I mean this for everyone, pull up your pants. you know, I want to say things like, you know, my favorite movie is Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman. Kids want to be instructed on what to do. And they want to have some discipline.
Well,
but if we don't give the discipline, then they're going to grow up to be the adults that we have today, like the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Lauren Boberts that, you know, basically is giving a hand job to a guy at a
movie theater. Tom, here's John again. The anti-mask crowd, a text, is a perfect example. How dare you make me wear a mask to protect others? So selfish and short-sighted. So yeah, man, it's a different world, man. And I don't think we should just accept that it's a different world. Just challenge people, man, to do the right thing. We're going to continue to do that. And that's how we make things better. And stop accepting them as they are. I'll couple more, and then we'll move on. I'll say this: put your learn to use people's names. Moving on from your calendar, make it a point to learn and use other people's names. Doing so is a sign of respect to them and something that will make them feel affinity for you. They'll also remember you and feel obligated to reciprocate, or else they'll be really embarrassed. Use titles, obviously. Don't do this if you don't feel natural or appropriate, but if you don't know people well, try addressing them as sir or ma'am. I still do that, you know, and I'm going to do it until the day I die. 844-967-2789 is the number. When we come back, you know, I'll talk a little bit about a couple other things. All right.
News from the center, WRCE.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you.
No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So what if there was a pill that you could take that would slow aging? Look, I know it. I always laugh about it, the fact that we've got a pill for everything. Oh, my eyelash is hurting. Here's a pill. You know, one of the hairs on my arms is growing faster than the other hairs on my arms. Doc, what can you do for me? Here's a pill. So what if there was a pill that would slow the aging process? You know, would you be one of the first in line to take that pill? You know, there is so much advancement on all of these things that is taking place. The fact that we'll be able to live longer, are living longer, and the fact that, you know, there's a possibility that we can have a better quality of life. I can only speak for me. That's the only person I can speak for. And to me, the key to life, I don't ever want to be in a situation where I don't know who people are and I'm being kept alive. I can't give love. I can't receive love. I don't know anything or anybody. I'm in a catatonic state. Let me go. I'm sorry. You know, I've been in situations in my own family where decisions were made to keep loved one alive, who did not know they were alive. And so I know people do this for their own reasons, for their own personal reasons. They can't let go. But I don't want that kind of life for me. You know, life is about sharing, loving, giving love, receiving love. But if you can take a pill that will slow the aging process, would you be up to it? Would you be one of the first in line? 844-967-2789. Because whether you know it or not, they're a lot closer to developing a pill that you will be able to take that will allow you to live longer. Medical professionals have figured out a way to treat many of the diseases that accompany aging. We have medications for heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, even Alzheimer's. And I'm going to have this discussion in the next segment with the pharmacist, Dr. Omar. But what if a pill could help prevent these diseases from ever occurring? Can you imagine how much that would cost? And if, Calvin, like I was talking about yesterday, an inhaler costing, you know, they were costing $600 and more. And now they're down to, you know, $35 thanks to Biden and Bernie Sanders. Can you imagine what a pill would cost that would be able to prolong and give you a better quality of life? Can you even imagine what the rate would be for that?
Oh, it would be, if it was extremely effective, it would be priceless.
Oh, no question. Well, you know, Elon Musk is going through that right now. He's having that developed.
Is he?
Absolutely. Let's bring Rose in, Mary in quickly. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. That's not Mary. Is that Mary? Mary. Hey, good morning to you, Mary.
Hi, Earl. I'm back again.
Well, that's all right. It's always okay when you're back. Go ahead.
Yeah, that pill exists right now. It's called lifestyle medicine, and it puts the control for our health in our power, in our hands, and it's called minding our diet, exercise and activity, adequate sleep, stress reduction. It's here right now. You know, we just have to realize it and start to practice that.
Well, you know, Mary, people want it easy. They don't want to have to do those things. They want to be able to do it through a pill, right?
That's a choice. There are side effects with pills and medicine. No side effects with lifestyle medicine, except positive effects. Thank you.
Well, thank you as always. But, I mean, you know, people would be lined up, Calvin. And the problem that I have with that, if it is and if it can happen, is how do you humanely... Uh-oh, here comes a guy who I think is already taking those pills. Hey, Al, what's going on, man? What's in the pills you're taking?
Excuse me? I'm still 29.
You stopped counting at 29.
Janis Joplin sang a song at Woodstock. Saying when you got 30, you was over the hill. I said, well, I'll never reach the top of that hill.
Well, Calvin is still looking up at the hill. Go ahead.
But the point is, aging is necessary for development and for knowledge and to be able to pass on things to the other generation. If we stop aging, then we stop moving forward, in my opinion.
Hell, knowledge doesn't always come with age, right? Yeah, you know, Donald Trump is what? Oh, well, I shouldn't be talking about him. But knowledge doesn't always come with age.
Sid, I know that, and I know a whole lot of old, stupid people.
I know. All right, Al, we got to run. Thank you very much for the call. Up next, you know, in the pharmacy with Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
From the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome legendary comedian Tom Dreesen and lacrosse symphony maestro Alexander Platt. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ahead of the release of the March jobs report tomorrow from the Labor